You. Today's scripture provides us with this image of a harvest, a day where we reap what we sow. And harvest time is also a day of enjoying the fruits of our labor. And for Paul, the more we draw from the Spirit, the more we enjoy the gifts of God, which are the gifts of love and patience and unity among our relationships and one another. Paul invites the church in Galatia to draw from their baptismal identity and call this church to work for the good of all, especially those of faith. For Paul, that is what it means to live by the Spirit, enjoying the gifts that comes from it, like peace and mercy in each of our relationships. Harvest in the time of Jesus meant also an end of time event where God will select the good from the bad. So there was a sense of urgency in changing one's life. The problem in this approach, like I mentioned last week, that this approach instills fear, and obtaining eternal life becomes based on our own behavior. And the danger in this is that we may become boastful about how good we are and become prideful, and it becomes all about me again and what I have done to deserve this eternal life. And that is the challenge for us Christians who seek the good in us and others. So Jesus addresses this when his disciples came back from healing and preaching from the towns that they visited. They talk about how even the demons submitted to them. But Jesus says, the reason is because Satan fell down from heaven, because you were being led by the divine power coming from on high. Yes, it was your hand, but truly it was God's work and God's power in you, who was allowing you to do this, to do good in the world. Paul also addresses this danger, the tendency to make oneself appear big when we really are not, and to acknowledge the root of our successes when it comes to doing good as well, and sharing the gifts that we receive from the Spirit and from our life knitted together with Christ. And this is, at least for me, really hard to do, because success and harvest times feels so good, right? Have you ever experienced success or harvest? It feels really, really good. My happiest harvest experience was a few years ago when I was doing my internship at the church in East Washington, Eastern Washington, and the church had a community garden. And it was pretty large property, so I decided to obtain a space there. And so once I softened the soil, I decided to plant 4 cherry tomato plants. I have never done that before. I love tomatoes, but I don't know if you have ever planted cherry tomatoes, but they go wild, right, when they grow. I did not know that once they are ready to be harvested, that the produce is a lot, way too much to bear for one person. There were more than plenty for me and my neighbors, and I was not sure what to do with it. I could only do so much with it. I almost thought about getting into canning, right? Put everything in a can and save it. It felt so good seeing and enjoying the literal fruits of my labor. But I, of course, had Ray with me, our church gardener, who was in the garden every single day. And he was really the one who is responsible for me having a successful harvest time. That summer, I harvested onions and kale and carrots, even potatoes. Right, things that he gave me. Ray showed me how to plant and how to water and to keep the land around clear from rocks and weeds. It felt great walking away each day with something in my basket filled with vegetables. It was like a daily thing. It's like going to the market and coming back with fresh, literally fresh produce. Of course, I would boast every time I would drink a smoothie with kale I harvest, right? That is the only time I have ever drank kale, a smoothie of kale. It's very healthy. But I felt so proud. It felt great. But what Jesus says here in our gospel is that when it comes to, again, doing good and sharing the gift of faith and experiencing the success of seeing someone, perhaps that you have helped grow in faith or in strengthening their faith, right? Jesus and Paul reminds us that all, even that good things, again, comes from God. Every success comes from the power of the risen Christ, who on the day when he overcame death and all evil forces, Satan was also included in that. Going back to this concept of harvest, Jesus talks about a harvest as a field of opportunities rather than an end times event, but rather a mission field where a diverse group of people live. And perhaps people who look different than his disciples, who likely did not share the cultural and ethnic heritage of their neighbors. Because the village to which Jesus sent these 70 disciples were most likely Gentile towns, which means that they did not follow the Jewish food laws or observance that his disciples did. And so these were people who had a different experience and understanding of the God of Israel, but who also, Jesus knew that they needed the peace of God and the healing presence of God's mercy in their lives. And so for Jesus, this came as an opportunity to his disciples because through their visits, they also got to interact with people they normally would not interact with. It would also be a challenge because they would be given a different type of food that would likely break their dietary laws. So there was a lot at stake in these visitations that Jesus is sending his disciples. This reminds me of a time that I got invited to a Norwegian festival. I don't know if you have ever been invited, but I loved it all. Well, most of it, until I was introduced to lutefisk, right? It was like raw fish with a lot of butter, but it was nothing like sushi. But I learned from my parents that, you know, it would be really rude to say no, right? Whenever you had food in front of you, you eat it just like Jesus told his disciples. But because of that, it helped me to build relationships with people in that town, in Yakima, when I was working as a youth director. Jesus was calling his disciples to enter these towns for the purpose of doing good, of proclaiming God's peace to them for healing, but also for people to know the love and grace of God and for the sake of building relationships. By the crossing of the cultural boundaries for the sake of building communities. And in doing that, the kingdom was coming already near them, right? In the breaking of these walls and boundaries that we humans set for ourselves. We are called to do the same here at Christ Lutheran. Because God is constantly calling us to enter new fields, new opportunities for ministry, as population changes, and to share with those who have never experienced the hospitality of God, the love of Jesus, and the power of the risen Christ. And looking at our mission field here in West Covina, Jesus today is calling us out to share the peace of Christ too, to heal the brokenhearted, and to help restore the peace among our neighbors. Because by doing that, God in us is making the kingdom of God available to others and closer to them. More specifically, the church has a great opportunity to connect with the families in our community through our preschool, because that continues to be our mission. And we, of course, have a beautiful campus on the elementary side that could be still used for great ministry, for something that responds to the needs of our neighbors, for something that will help bring about the kingdom of God. The good news today is that what Jesus is inviting us to is a harvest time, is a harvest moment, is a harvest time that we are invited to, in which God has already planted the seed and has given it the growth. The harvest is plentiful. The only thing that is required for us is to respond, to say yes back to God and experience the joy that comes from harvesting time. May we continue to respond and join in the mission of God in our community. Amen.